You guys survived Halloween? Nobody came to your door, Mace?
Nobody came to the door. No, because I'm on a side street. Yesterday I was joking. I pulled the blinds down, turned the light. No. I'm on a side street. And so all the kids are like, well, I can see them. And I went for a walk last night. And it's kind of fun to see everybody dressed up and all that stuff. And the houses with the spiders. One night is appropriate. But I survived it. John, how was yours?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you wear the bunny outfit?
No, I didn't have time. No. I have no time to do anything romping? Once the season starts.
Yeah.
Once the season starts, I go home. I start working on the next day. I've got, I don't have 10 minutes in the next 3 weeks. So I didn't even, Lisa and
Did you
Jack
guys have
handled
traffic?
All of it.
We had a normally high number
a lot of people?
Kids last night. Yeah. Yeah, we usually get, I don't know, 20 or 30. We had probably north of 50 last night.
Slee, what about you?
Do
you
live nothing. No? Condo, there's nobody coming
in.
Yeah,
nobody comes.
It's a door, you got
to
open the
Slee
door.
Slee said he wants
code.
To touch hit the kids code. When they come to the door. Did you guys hear that?
What do you mean you want to touch the kids? Why?
He said,
what the hell?
Okay. That's a great setup, Trav. That's a great setup.
What the hell?
Okay, this is what happened. He said, Emily, they're not doing, so kids are walking by, but they turned off the lights, did the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I said, all right, next year have me there. And I'll sit on your little patio area, and I'll have the kids. I'll pass out candy to the kids. I wanted to pass out candy. There's
okay.
No kids that are going to
yeah.
come. So he said, what would you do?
I said to him, you know, yeah. what would your pitch be? When the kid comes up. And,
well, it's not
you know,
a pitch. I'm just giving
yeah,
them candy.
But you
candy.
Can't just stand there and say nothing. That's
the pitch, I think, is you want some candy?
Well,
that's
sure.
A good pitch.
You know, it's like, oh, look, it's a little fireman. How cute. Or it's a princess. Oh, good. You look
Listen,
great, kid.
I'm a cheek guy for kids,
you wanted to
right?
Grab
I want to grab a cheek. I just want
to. Oh, you want to do like my
just
grandma
one of these.
Used to.
Just one of these.
My grandma would do that with a cheek.
And then I'm in jail.
Then she'd go, my grandmother would also pinch my belly and say, middle age spread. I'm like, Cable, I wonder. Yeah.
Okay, where'd your grandmother grow up?
Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Okay, mine was from here, but she could not call me fat fast enough.
My grandmother was like, right on.
I don't know if that's like a generational thing. They went through the depression together, so being fat was
Even
not
when
an
I
option.
Went back there, like at a really good weight, my grandmother would still look at me and say, middle-aged spread. It's like, just because I'm middle-aged doesn't mean I'm spreading.
Hey, Graham, good to see you. Yeah. Ooh, looks like you've put on some weight.
Yeah.
Love you too.
Our family was always, oh, you're not eating enough. I'm like, guys, I'm definitely overweight. I'm a kid that doesn't need any more food. And like, yeah, keep eating.
I always tell this story that when I was a kid, I used to get praise when I would eat more. This is, by the way, that same grandma. So, you know, she would say things like, oh, Stevie ate thirds. He ate fourths. And I'd get so much praise for that. And of course, now you wonder why I've got disordered eating. It's because of you up there, grandma.
You did it. John, was your grandmother mean to you?
No,
she
totally.
She was nice, but she was mean.
Supportive to the end. Hey, so there's 25 seconds left.
25 seconds
before the trade deadline.
I've got my Rams column right here. I'm ready for something to break.
All right,
on Twitter.
Here's something I've always wondered, in not just football but in all sports. Why aren't there more trades? In other words, can't we say that 20 of the 30 NFL teams should be making trades? I mean, really, you're the Detroit Lions. You're good. You're good. You're like the Chicago Bears just traded for Chase Claypool,
right.
Which is smart. You know, that's a good
but
addition.
But traded away Roquan Smith.
Roquan Smith, yeah.
But I'm thinking they traded away Roquan Smith to get draft picks so they can get good next year. At least they're active. I don't get teams that stink. They're not good. Like,
or middle of the pack and need a trade.
Wouldn't it have to be like middle of the pack with the middle of the pack, though?
No.
You're the
Washington Commanders.
Okay.
Okay?
They would be in the playoffs
You're the
today
Los Angeles Chargers.
Mm. Yeah.
If you don't make a trade today, can I accuse you of not doing your job?
Well, probably, how many teams in the league have probably made trades today?
There are 32 teams.
Now.
I would say 10? maybe 10.
Yeah.
Naeem Hines is going to the Bills. That's a good trade. The Colts should be trades. But
Vinny Bonsignore just reported no deals came to fruition for the Raiders today.
Raiders are a great example. Raiders are 1-5, 2-6, whatever.
Two and five, yeah.
Okay. What are you doing? Seriously, you're good? Let's roll with these guys who have gone 2-5.
Well, but part of it isn't trading for guys that are good. Part of it is trading your good guys for picks.
Which is fine.
Future assets.
Which is fine.
Which
but
makes
I get,
sense.
Mason, you and I have been doing shows for a long time.
Yes.
I get the feeling if you and I were GMs,
yes,
We would never go by a trade deadline and not do anything unless, like, in fantasy football this year, Mason has the best team. He's like 7-1. He's okay. He's okay. He doesn't need to make trades. All right? I'm always trying to make trades.
By the way, I made my run to my lead in the fantasy league by making a trade with you.
Right.
You said that you wanted your league to insist on trades.
I know.
Like you had to make X amount of trades for you.
But here's the weird thing. All right. Pick any team that isn't like a lock to make the playoffs this year.
Let's say the Rams.
The Rams.
The Rams. Okay. There you go.
The Rams are normally super active.
Yep.
It's
and they tried. They apparently reportedly offered two number one picks for Brian Burns.
Yeah. All right. It stuns me that they did nothing today.
Okay, but let me. All right. Let me be,
stuns
and,
me.
They
let
might
me
be a bad example because they've been active in the past.
They have, and I think that's why it's a good example actually, because they probably realize whether it's Les Snead or McVay or the Kevin Demoff, the brain trust that's going to make those decisions, right? We're not a trade away from being anything other than what we are right now. Why would I give away a different
can I
player?
Give you yeah, the, can they, I give you the counter to
they
that?
They did go with Christian McCaffrey, and they did chase Brian Burns, so they were trying to do stuff. Go ahead, John.
Trev, you can say that. We're not. This is what I hear about the Lakers all the time.
Right.
There is no trade the Lakers could make that would make them an instant championship
Correct.
Favorite. It doesn't matter. You're either getting better or you're getting worse every single day. No one stands static, mm-hmm. okay? There is no way that 20 teams in the NFL couldn't improve by doing something today. Those GMs suck. They just do. Do your job. Either realize you're either a buyer or a seller. The best GMs are baseball GMs because they're always buying or selling. There's very few GMs at baseball
yeah,
that
baseball
don't do
trade
anything.
But
the bad trade, though, I think, and look, the trade that was floated out there, whether it was true or not, who knows, but two first-rouners for Brian Burns from
right.
Carolina, right?
Yeah.
The Rams
do it in a heartbeat.
We're at least close enough to getting a first-round pick back. They don't have one in the 2023 draft.
Right.
That's the last one for
this
Stafford.
This would be 24 and 25.
And then you start mm-hmm. getting him back again. They haven't had one in forever. This is a trade that if you put Brian Burns on this Rams team, they're a little bit better. They're still behind the Washington Commanders. They're still barely in the playoff mix. And now,
and how much does it address what they need?
Right, but it's not what they need.
But the other thing is,
wait. So
the Brian Burns trade was for this year and beyond.
I understand.
It wasn't just for
Travis. They have more holes than just the other.
Okay,
defensive
but that's you're making my point. You say that it's not what they need or that they wouldn't make up a trade thing.
Right.
So doing nothing is a means to an end there?
No, it's not doing nothing. It's keeping my picks that I have coming up in the next couple of years to fill the multiple holes that I have as opposed to putting a good player in a hole that isn't a very big hole to begin
yeah,
with.
Yeah, see, I would defend the Brian Burns deal
not
because
me.
Of this. He plays past this year.
Mm-hmm.
They still have the guy for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the odds you're going to get as good a player with either of these first round picks?
Well, where they're about to pick, who knows?
Well, 2 years from now, right?
Not 2 years from now. But what I'm saying is, if this thing is trending in the direction that it looks like it's trending this year, that actually might be a halfway decent pick. You might find a player like that.
I can't tell you, and I've studied this a lot, how many times teams, good GMs, smart GMs, miss on first round picks.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
It's north of 50%.
Yes.
Especially
on quarterbacks.
Right. And so I've always admired the Les Snead philosophy. Look, I'll give up unproven for proven every day of the week. That's what the Brian Burns train would have been.
Mm-hmm.
If you take two number one picks, I don't care if you're picking in the top 10. There's a decent chance
right.
Brian Burns is better than those two picks.
There is. But let's go back last year, right? When they made the deal for Von Miller, it's a second and a third, I want to
right.
say,
yep.
is what it was. Von Miller was the difference between them winning the Super
yes,
Bowl.
Yes, he was.
He was the difference between the and they did it. And they said, I don't care what the cost is.
And they
is,
were
let's
they
go
were good enough to say, hey, we're this guy away from
we're
potentially
Von
getting
Miller
the next
guy. Okay, this just broke. Broncos trade Bradley Chubb.
Yeah.
And a 25 fifth
right,
round
right.
pick to the Dolphins.
The Dolphins
that's a
feel
great
like in it.
Trade
I
for
agree.
The Dolphins.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more.
And
it
the
is
Dolphins
a really good
added
trade.
Jeff Wilson Jr. is actually
from
decent
San Francisco.
Running back.
Against the Rams, he
looked
like
he looked really
Walter
good
Payton.
Against us. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, and Miami's close.
Yeah, I mean, they're 5-3.
I think
they got
the question
a good chance
is,
to
are you
playoffs.
Close or are you not close?
That's
maybe
it.
This is an acknowledgement by the Rams front office that we're not close.
But aren't
well,
okay? But
they're reasonably close because they tried to get McCaffrey. They tried to get Burns.
Yeah, no,
they tried.
I loved. Loved the McCaffrey deal. Didn't they pull that off without giving up any number ones?
They did. They gave up a 2, 3, 4, and a 5.
They were one pick short. The Rams were one pick fourth rounder. The Niners had a fourth rounder that we had already traded away,
right,
and that's what the Niners wanted. So we missed it by that much.
I just don't know. If you're the Detroit Lions GM, I don't know how you look your team in the face today and say you did your job.
Well, you didn't. I mean, look, if you're the Detroit Lions GM, you're in a long line of GMs that have not done their jobs.
Yeah. Right.
But this is why I like that the Rams didn't do anything, that they were aggressive, fine, but that they didn't just do something to do something. I'm 100% okay
noteworthy with that. Noteworthy no trades. Cam Akers stays in L.A. Brandon Cooks.
No way he comes back.
Stays
right
there.
Correct.
And
which
Kareem
means,
Hunt stays in Cleveland.
Which means, what are you doing? Trade Cam Akers for something. Because
by no value. The answer could have been there was literally nothing there.
I think teams are looking at it and saying, they're going to release Cam Akers. We can get him for
nothing.
No draft picks.
Yeah, if he even a seventh round, because I'm with you. In that case, seventh round pick.
Get something.
You get another Ben Skowronek out of the deal.
Sure.
Right? They got him in the seventh round, but there's no way you bring him back.
Yeah, new Cam Akers, not traded by the deadline, told Akers is hoping for a fair resolution for his future beyond the Rams, as he feels suiting up for them again this season isn't in the best interest for his NFL path, though the relationship is still amicable.
Hey,
that's Josine Anderson.
It's so amicable that he has not played in
Correct.
2 weeks.
Go home,
I like you this so has, much. Please leave for good.
This has Deshaun Jackson written all over it.
Sure.
It's going to end the same way Deshaun Jackson did.
This was, I want the ball. Well, we're not going to give it to you. Well, then I don't want to be here anymore.
Sadly, I still think, I mean,
he's their best running back.
He is their best running back.
He is.
He is the guy that got going late last year and made a huge impact. So it's a shame it didn't work. We probably will never know exactly what went down there, but there was clearly a falling out between the Rams and Cam Akers, and now he's likely to be cut.
All right, let me get your guys' feedback on this. Survived the week again.
Okay.
We're on to the next week.
Nice.
All three of us, so they
put the three of you back
Survivor
in.
Survivor pick, yep.
Three of us are back in. These are tough games. All of us won again, so there's three more people picking this
week.
Okay. Of the teams that I have available to me.
Right.
So this will be week 9, so I've picked
eight of them. Yeah.
I have Kansas City available to me still.
Okay.
They play Tennessee in Kansas City.
Tennessee's on a 5-game winning streak.
They are, but they're five bad teams that they
beat. So these are teams they beat.
Andy Reid coming off a bye is like 18-2 in
his career. I can't imagine you're going to say something that will talk me off of that.
Okay.
But go ahead.
That is the better, because they beat Raiders, Colts, Commanders, Colts, and
Have you
Texans.
Taken the Eagles?
I have.
Okay, because they're in Houston on Thursday night.
I've taken the Eagles, I've taken the Bills, I've taken the Cowboys, I've taken most of the very good teams so far along the way.
Have you taken the Niners?
I have not taken the Niners yet, but they're playing, I want to say, Arizona.
No,
they're
Niners bye. On a bye.
They're
Niners
on a bye.
On a bye. That's,
okay.
That's the week after that.
Okay.
The other one that's a very good team this year that I've not taken is Minnesota. Minnesota is in D.C. playing the
Wouldn't
Commanders.
Touch it. It's a road game.
Road game,
by the way,
yeah.
Minnesota has one loss. I think they're 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
I think I read that 5 of their 6 wins have been one score games.
I think that's right.
And I would not trust Kirk Cousins on the road as far as I could throw him. I mean, especially going back to Washington.
Although you got to say, I mean, those Rams former offensive coordinators seem to know what they're doing.
So
I would take KC based on what you're trying. And do you have another possibility?
So those are the two that make the most sense. The other, I got New York and Seattle. Oh, that's the wrong week. Hold on. Let me look at this one here. I'm going to pull the right week.
Yeah, you're right. They did win. 5 of their 6 wins are one score.
Yeah. Minnesota's not that good.
I haven't taken Seattle. They're at Arizona.
Wouldn't touch.
Don't love that. I haven't taken the Chargers. They're at Atlanta.
They're the most inconsistent team in the league.
You never
I haven't taken
get.
Baltimore. They're at New Orleans. So the other good teams are all on the road, or at least the teams that you would think would be the better teams.
Yeah, I guess. And you had the opportunity to split or didn't this week?
They had the initial offer to split 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Right, right.
I offered to split. Somebody in the Final Four said no. So
you have a standing split offer?
I do.
Yeah.
I don't know. So maybe one of the guys that's left does not. But yeah.
I think KC is probably your best bet. It's scary as hell. I mean,
this
Tennessee.
This is stupid, right?
Yeah.
This is really stupid. Kansas City plays Jacksonville next week.
No.
Don't think ahead.
Do not look ahead.
Okay. No, don't save
every
team for the future.
It makes no sense.
It always screws you over if you say, yeah, I'm going to save them for next week and then them the week
I've
after.
I've seen that. More
Win
people
now.
Go
that,
out.
That sounds like a baseball playoff game.
Yes, save my pitcher for the right
Win
match.
Now.
As Phil Jackson used to say, Trav, You have to play the game in front of you.
Very true.
You do not think two, three, even one game ahead.
Cincinnati at home against Carolina.
They could not. Cincinnati could not have looked worse last
Cleveland,
night.
Yeah.
Oh, not just Mace. Not only couldn't hang with them.
Yeah.
Couldn't score.
Yeah.
Couldn't move the ball. Their touchdown was a deflected pass that landed right in Tyler Boyd's lap.
Cleveland ran what I would put in the top five of the worst NFL plays I've ever seen and still won going away. When they did that double reverse Amari Cooper pass,
I mean, the worst throw I've ever seen, he never should have thrown,
and then he threw it right to the defender.
He was getting sacked, if you can call that a sack, and then he just chucked it down the middle of the field, and they won by four touchdowns. It was quite a performance.
All right, so now I got to take it back about the Lions. They just traded TJ Hockenson to the Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good trade for them. They got 2 fourth-round picks and a second round pick and a third. They got 4 picks out of it. That's what Detroit should be doing.
Yeah, the guys that moved were Bradley Chubb to the Dolphins, TJ Hockenstein to the Vikings, Chase Claypool to the Bears, Roquan Smith to the Ravens, Nyheim Hines to the Bills, Calvin Ridley to the Jaguars, Jeff Wilson to the Dolphins, Chase Edmonds to the Broncos, and Zach Moss to the Colts.
The only trade that feels like super impactful to me is McCaffrey. McCaffrey's the one you're like, okay.
Yeah, McCaffrey's the one.
They got a really good player that took a good team and made him a very good team.
I'll be very interested to see if Claypool becomes the number one receiver in Chicago.
Yeah, they've got Darnell Mooney.
Yeah, they don't really have a number one there.
No, with all due respect, though, Fields, I mean, you could give him Randy Moss, and I don't know what difference that makes.
Wait a minute. Did you watch the New England Chicago game?
A lot better, but I've also seen him play in most of those other games, and he does not throw the ball well.
Right.
Full stop.
But how much of that has to do with the fact that he doesn't have a number one receiver? And Claypool, when he was in Pittsburgh 2 years ago, looked like he was going to emerge as like a number one guy. He's big, he's fast, he came out of Notre Dame, and now he's going back to Chicago, right next to Notre Dame. And that may be something rather than nothing. But I agree with you, most of those trades are nothing.
Yeah, Justin Fields right now, 23rd rated quarterback in the NFL, but as you said, doesn't really have a number one
receiver. McCaffrey's the swinger.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Like, I actually think
just got to stay healthy. It's the biggest name, definitely.
If Allen Robinson was better this year, I think the Rams would have at least one more win, maybe two.
I thought they might have would have traded Allen Robinson
would want
today.
But,
yeah,
and then what do you do for number two for a receiver?
Van Jefferson. Cross
your fingers and hold your breath till Odell comes back. That's what you do for
number
two.
I think OBJ might be going somewhere else.
You know where they're, you know what the
San Francisco?
Buffalo is what I heard.
San Francisco.
They get him.
I heard Seattle too.
By the way,
all division teams.
Wouldn't you, if you're OBJ at this point, go
apparently
play for a team
LA,
that
loves McVay? Cross your fingers.
Yeah.
Maybe their best way out of this. Mason and Ireland coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
What is up, people? It is NFL trade deadline. The Rams, as Morales mentioned there, didn't do anything. They made an offer, reportedly, of 2 first-round draft picks for Brian Burns, defensive end, Carolina Panthers. Carolina said no.
So, in that case,
yep.
In that particular case, I think Carolina is stupid.
Carolina is stupid. Two first-round draft picks is a pretty steep price.
Right. And if you are a team like that has 2 wins,
yep,
and you've already traded Christian McCaffrey, and you already traded, you've already fired your coach,
yep,
you already traded Robbie Anderson, what you need are tools to rebuild.
Sure.
And that's my point I was making in Supercross Talk, that you know, there's only two ways you can get better in the NFL.
Right.
The draft or trades.
Yeah.
The draft isn't until the spring. Today was your chance.
Yes.
Carolina, really? You're going to turn down number one picks?
They had four untouchables, according to Twitter. And
they
should
have zero untouchables.
Yeah. I mean, terrible. I mean, Brandon Cooks, why wouldn't you have moved Brandon Cooks? Why wouldn't you have moved...
Houston, you're talking about.
Yeah, Houston. Why wouldn't you have moved... who's the guy in Cleveland, the running back?
Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt. Yeah, I mean, he wants out. Right. He's requested a trade.
And they said they were going to accommodate him. Yeah. And then they didn't get anything they liked. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they wanted a second and a third.
If the Rams give you just a second and not the third, take it.
Yeah, no, you would take that. Sure. Because he's your third guy. So, and I don't know what that says about the season. I mean, look, this has not been a very good team so far. I've not seen them play a complete football game. And I think maybe the Rams, although they went all in on a number of players, including Christian McCaffrey and Brian Burns, they didn't feel like it was smart to tinker around the margins and give up picks. And let's face it, Les Snead, he was out there beating the bushes.
Of course.
He was everywhere trying to get stuff done.
I'll never accuse Les Snead of being...
chicken at the trade deadline.
Right.
F them picks!
Yeah, he's made more trades. And the good thing about Les is, when he screws up, he's not afraid to cut bait, like with Jared Goff.
Yeah.
You know, like he moved heaven and earth to get Jared Goff, and then realized, well, he's not the guy I thought we were. Okay, we gotta move off
him. Right.
Which you can always do. But inactivity, people that do nothing. I just think in life in general.
Yes.
You're either getting better or you're getting worse.
Marty Schottenheimer never words spoke. Yeah. You're either ascending or descending.
Right. And most teams in the NFL are descending.
Yeah.
So do something.
Most teams in the NFL are like right around five. They're close to making a push, or they're close to being out of it, which may have contributed to why nothing really happened.
No question it contributed to it, but I don't know how. And I could read you 10 teams right now.
Oh, sure.
That I don't know how you look your... Like, it doesn't surprise me Miami was super active. Miami went out and traded for Tyreek Hill.
5-3, Tua looks great.
Right.
Makes sense to me.
You know, they're out doing stuff. I'm surprised New England didn't do anything. New England could use a receiver. They could use a running back. You could use a lot of things. They did nothing.
Yep.
I'm kind of surprised the Jets didn't do anything.
What about your Raiders?
Shocked.
Well, the Raiders.
The Raiders are broken. Here's the thing. Josh McDaniels is... I sent you guys a story about this morning.
Yeah, I saw it.
Is the last most recent example of why you do not want to hire one of Bill Belichick's assistants to be your head coach. It is a almost universally known now that if you think you're getting Bill Belichick when you hire one of his assistants,
ain't him.
You ain't.
Yeah.
Okay. Romeo Crennel. Crashed and burned. Charlie Weiss, crashed and burned. Joe Judge, crashed and burned. Yep. Matt Patricia, crashed and burned. Josh McDaniels, crashed and burned twice. Once in Denver and now in Las Vegas. I wouldn't hire a Bill Belichick assistant if he was the last available football coach with NFL ties. Yeah. I would go to college and get somebody.
So I think what's interesting about this, McVay is the opposite, right? McVay, whether it's O'Connell in Minnesota or Zach Taylor or Matt LaFleur or any of these guys that have gone out there from Rams offense,
almost always work.
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been one yet that hasn't worked.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, even Staley and, though he was a defensive guy, even Staley and Sam.
I'm not ready to give up on him yet.
No. Yeah. Not at all. What's interesting about Belichick is that it's a little bit like Phil Jackson. Neither one of them have trees because the magic is them.
Correct.
And the magic is not transferable.
And their personalities are like an eclipse.
Yes.
Okay. Phil Jackson and Bill Belichick. You just said it. They are what you're hiring.
Yes.
All right. Greg Popovich works. What's the word I'm looking for when you collaborate and you work together with other people? He's a collaborator.
Collaborator. Yeah.
Phil Jackson, Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells to Bill a certain
Parcells,
degree.
Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson's assistants all sucked when they got in, you know, into major big coaching jobs. Bill Walsh had an excellent coaching tree because he was collaborative.
Yes.
If you're an a-hole,
yep.
Okay. Belichick, Jimmy.
Yep.
Parcells.
You're not interested in teaching any of the people around you
correct.
Any of the good stuff.
You know it's my way or the highway.
Yes. Yes.
And so I would never hire a Patriots assistant. I don't care that he was calling plays for Bill Belichick. Josh McDaniels can't be a head coach. He's not good at it. And if you want to find out the hard way, Mark Davis, keep him on the job. Keep him on the job when you go down to New Orleans playing with a third-string quarterback and score 0 points. Your boy genius offensive play-calling guru just scored 0 points.
Yep.
You know how hard it is to score 0 points in the
NFL? It's tough, man.
I mean, even Sean McVay, when he got shut down in the Super Bowl, got a field goal out of it.
Right.
And Brandon Cooks dropped a touchdown in the end zone.
Yes, he did.
But it just seems to me today, the first thing I thought about with the trade deadline was I got excited because I knew it ended at 1 o'clock and we were coming on the air.
I
realized the number one thing of most GMs, and I admire this about Les Snead, the number one thing for most GMs is they're trying not to get fired.
Right.
So they don't, they're risk averse, Mace.
Yes.
They don't want to take chances. But really, if you're the Detroit Lions GM, what chance are you taking if you trade anybody on that team? Your team sucks.
Right.
Do something.
But you're, okay, so in that case, you're not saying get better. You're saying get worse.
Either get better or.
Because the Lions are not getting better.
Right. Either get better or take players that have value and get more draft picks or do something to increase your chances of improving. Here's what would annoy me to no end if I was an owner. Doing nothing.
Mm.
Standing pat.
Mm-hmm.
How can Carolina look their fans in the face and say, you know, it just at least they traded McCaffrey.
They did trade McCaffrey.
Yeah. But, I mean, really, Raiders? Really? Bergman? Really? We did nothing.
Nothing.
A team with,
nothing.
A team that's 2-5 and can't score.
Raiders fans, they already want the head coach fired. You wanted Bisacci fired last year. Now you want this guy fired.
Nobody said anything about Bisacci.
What are you, three coaches in 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Probably more than
pretty
that.
Much. Oh, well,
No. It's three head coaches.
Gruden, Bisacci.
Gruden, Bisacci.
Yeah, who was before McDaniels. Who was before Gruden? Jack Del Rio?
Was it Jack Del Rio?
Can't remember.
No, I think it was someone else after.
But yeah, it is three coaches in 2 years.
Well, no, it was Del Rio and then Gruden. That might be right.
All right, so there's crazy. So much to get to. First of all, I want to make sure everybody
you always make
knows.
Fun of me for wanting everybody fired. You want this guy fired in the middle of the season.
Josh McDaniels? Yeah. He's not going to work.
You wanted Chip Kelly fired after last season.
No, you made a narrative out of that out of nowhere.
Oh,
it's completely
a
you
right,
that
the narrative
said that.
Was made because you said it.
No,
that
I did not.
The,
I said he had to win a certain amount of games.
Greg, I've actually been, I think you've been completely fair with Chip Kelly.
Thank you.
Here's the thing with Chip Kelly. If you're going to be that guy, you know, you're not going to talk to the media. You're not going to go out and
schmooze.
Okay, if you want to be that guy, then you got to win 10 games a year.
Absolutely,
you got to give me Nick Saban resume type numbers.
And he got it last year. I think he got 9 last year, and now this year he's on pace for 10. So,
So I mean, that was I think that was your whole argument, and I agreed with it the whole time.
Thank you, John.
And that's not the narrative that your version of the history is not matching. What's the line?
My
your narrative?
My truth is
my
not
truth
matching.
Is,
yeah, exactly. All right, so, hey, listen, lie of the day today. It's my turn to lie. Your version favors your side of the story.
Of course.
That's the line.
Yeah.
So we've got a Terranea Resort prize package up for grabs. Lunch and dinner for two at Terranea Resort.
Can I interject here?
Please.
Going to Terranea is like going to Hawaii.
I've always wanted to go.
All right, Terranea is the best kept secret in Southern California. It is. I go there all the time, and it is spectacular. So this is, I would rank this top 2% of prizes we've
you
had.
You know somebody hook me up?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
Yeah,
I've
just
always
let me
wanted
know,
to stay
let me know
there.
When you want to go.
All right, you qualify for the grand prize, a luxury oceanfront getaway to Terranea, which includes a 2-night stay in an Ocean View Suite Alexis LC to drive for the weekend, golf at the Lynx, dinner at the Catalina Kitchen, limo service to crypto.com for a night out, maybe some basketball involved, definitely some basketball involved there, so make sure you pay attention.
The guy, by the way, the guys who run Terranea, yes. Ralph and Agnello and all those dudes are huge NBA fans.
Nice.
So they'll welcome you there. You never have to leave the campus. They have four great restaurants on site. Four. You mentioned the Catalina Kitchen. That's one of them. Bashi is kind of a sushi place.
Yeah.
Marcel is their super high-end fancy joint. And you would love, I think your favorite would be Nelson's. And they call it Nelson's because Terranea is on the same site as where Marineland used to be.
Okay.
Like years and years ago.
Yeah.
And in the 60s, they filmed a television show there
called Sea Hunt. Yeah, Sea Hunt. I know that show. And it was like Lloyd Bridges, super old-timey show.
Lloyd Bridges was the lead character on Sea Hunt, and his name, his character's name, was Mike Nelson.
There you go.
And so Nelson's is the casual spot right on the water.
Nice.
And so you're just basically out looking, and they bring concerts in there on Friday night. It is, Terranea is, it, by the way, if you're trying to, if you need to do something romantic for somebody,
oh yeah,
that's it. That's
romance,
the spot.
That's a good romance. Romance spot.
If you're trying to close the deal or impress somebody romantically, that trust me on this. Take them to Terranea for one night and you're in.
Okay. Bergman, with your next heiress.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a great place to take an heiress.
Yes, yeah, that is.
All right, so we'll do Lie of the Day today. Also, last night, Bergman,
matter of fact, I'm pretty connected down there.
Ooh.
This is the move. You find the heiress.
Okay.
Then you take her to Terranea and tell her this whole trip is on me. And then I'll get you a deal. So it's not going to cost you much. And then you got her on the hook and she pays for you.
And then
you.
She pays for everything else.
Exactly.
Oh, I love this
idea. That plan is fail-safe. We can't, Jorge, that
plan.
We can't
lose.
We can't lose.
All right. Also, by the way, we're streaming today. Is that correct? We're streaming.
Yes, so YouTube.com/ESPNLA.
Okay, so you can go check out the pictures that go with the words. And last night, I did go for a walk last night. I always do like seeing, you know, everybody dressed up and all that business. And I saw something that I found to be totally disgusting. It is a Halloween tradition, and it is awful.
What is it?
I will tell you next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
So last night I went for the big Halloween walk. I like to go out and see, and plus I walk through the neighborhood every night. So I walk by one of the haunted house sort of situations.
Right.
And out in front, there's a big barrel. It's filled with water. It's filled with apples. Now, is there anything more disgusting and unsanitary than bobbing for apples? It's like literally you're spitting into a big barrel to get an apple, then the next person is spitting into the same barrel to get an apple. Isn't that one we can let go?
I would think post-pandemic that apple bobbing would have died.
I mean, seriously, have you ever bobbed for apples, Jorge?
No, never.
No, am I right? Is this not gross?
Absolutely right.
Bergman, am I not right?
Disgusting. I mean, if you think about it, yeah, you are 100% right. I mean, thinking about all the spit that's coming out and grabbing
and
things.
And a bunch of little kids. Just...
Hey, Bergman, people are reacting to our plan.
This is brilliant.
This from Sports Stuff. The Terranea Resort plan Ireland has for Greg is so perfect. It's better than any place called by the Rams or Chargers on offense this season.
I mean, you can throw the Raiders in there, too.
Exactly. Plan is brilliant.
It is brilliant. I actually really, really like this plan.
If you're a woman and you have a portfolio, if you make a little dough.
A portfolio? You mean a financial statement?
Yes.
Yes.
It's required.
Ireland needs to see the financial statement
first. I need to see your financials. Greg is considering taking you to Terranea. Oh. So send me your information.
There you go.
There we go.
So hey,
all
Bergman,
on me, by the way.
Bergman, I wanted to get a Mythical Money update. You know, we love Mythical Money.
I haven't made a bet.
We've not done it in a while.
Mythical.
Do you really
money.
Want it?
Yeah, I do.
Jorge is running away.
Yeah,
with
Jorge
it.
Is. Because yeah.
What he does is he bets against the Rams and the Lakers and then laughs at us all the way to the bank.
What a jerk!
I play the game to win.
Yeah.
All right. So Mason, you have $3,000.
$3,000.
You started with 100. You now have three.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was after we reset.
Yeah.
About
so
a month
really
ago.
You really lost $197,000.
Thank you, Anita Marks.
$97,000. Yeah. John, you have $71,000. So you're not doing too hot. I have $111,000, and Jorge again is running away. $185,000. Is that 85 or 65? $165,000.
Now, what's crazy about this is, Jorge, you you've never actually bet for
never.
Real. Like, you don't play in fantasy leagues,
I don't.
Right? No.
Oh wait, no, it's 185.
Yeah, 185.
185. Yeah, oh man, yeah. Oh man.
Now, is at any point has this experience made you want to bet actual money?
No. And then Brenda's like, you better not start.
Lisa's the same way. My wife's the same way. As a matter of fact, like last night, I would have bet big if I was a regular bettor. I would have bet big on the Bengals, and they were never in it.
Nope.
They were just boat raced. I would have bet on the Raiders, Greg, over the weekend to go into New Orleans and win that game, and they didn't even score.
They got shut out.
Yeah, I will never have a gambling problem after this Mythical Money thing. That's one thing that's come out of it.
It is very instructive. Like, you really do learn not to gamble. And I was talking to somebody, I mentioned this last week or 2 weeks ago or something, but, you know, there's a Prop 26 and a Prop 27, and
one is legalized gambling, and the other one is...
tribes.
Okay.
And
just do it at Indian casinos.
Right, as opposed to doing it on FanDuel and DraftKings. Now, I've been told that both of them are likely to fail.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is crazy.
And it surprises me.
Have you voted yet?
No.
Oh, my God.
I like to vote in person, but I think I probably will.
Way too many things to vote for. It is the most complicated thing in the world.
I like, this maybe sound a little corny, I like the experience of voting.
Me too. I like standing. Like, if it was a presidential election, I like to do it in person. But this is like a midterm. And Ireland, I'm telling you, there's like a Proposition A, a Proposition B, a Proposition 2, a Proposition 3, a Proposition LH. I don't even know what these things are, but I figured them out. I did my research.
Did you?
I ended up voting in every category, including the judges.
So you voted by mail?
Yeah, I voted by mail.
Yeah, a lot of people... are voting by mail now. And I can't say, like, I like it because I travel so much that that's a potential option.
Sure.
But I heard a good argument the other day for why Election Day and just the whole process of voting is, if there's some counties, I guess the article I was reading was in Arizona where 90% of the ballots are mail-in.
Right.
So there isn't really Day.
There are
so
like 5.9 million ballots or something that are mailed out in just in L.A. County, so the entire state
so
is
I like the idea of it being easier to vote and getting more people involved because the voter turnout is terrible everywhere. But if somebody could come up with a plan that would increase in-person voting, I think it'd be good.
Tell you, I got an idea. Do it on Saturdays. I've been saying that for a long time. Yeah. Saturday voting would make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Do you think that the NBA's plan to not have games during that week is going to help?
It's symbolic, but yeah, I think it's smart.
Do you think it'll help?
It's the day itself, right?
Yeah,
the going dark
no
for election day.
Yeah, there's no games on election day.
The Lakers don't play from Sunday to Thursday.
Yeah, it's great.
That's perfect for you.
Thing that's interesting is, okay, so this is a little behind the curtain, but I think it'll make sense. When we do the games on ESPN LA, we sell a certain amount of commercials within a game.
Sure.
And then the Lakers get, because they're our partner, get, I think it's 2 commercials a quarter.
Okay.
All right, so they get between 4 and 8 commercial reads that they can use to do whatever, to promote whatever they want, to promote future games, to promote, you know, Lakers Youth Foundation, to like mostly they're to announce contests that they run on Lakers.com. Like if you want to nominate somebody for a community service award or stuff like that, it's all promotional stuff.
Yeah.
One of the reads that we're doing in the games, and it's not just us, it's every NBA team, is encouraging people to vote and telling people that there will be no NBA games on election day. So they're being very proactive. in trying to get people
That's
to
great.
Vote. And they don't tell you how you should vote. They just say, look, we want you to have the chance to participate. Go vote. And they don't take a stance on any issue. Like you said, there are 200 different things. They don't take a stance on any of them. They just want you to be able to go exercise your right to vote, which I think is kind of cool.
Well, I've told this story before, but I happened to be in Cartagena, Colombia when the election was going
on. The only reason I know that word is from Romancing the Stone.
We actually, when we were there, watched the movie Romancing the Stone in honor of being in Cartagena. But in Cartagena, they stopped. And
you remember Kathleen Turner gets on the wrong bus? She says, is this the bus to Cartagena? And the guy goes, yes. And it would just send her into the middle of the jungle.
What are you doing watching movies on vacation?
Yeah. I wanted to watch
vacation
it because
stuff.
I was in Cartagena.
Yeah, but I mean,
what else am I going to do?
Never turn on the TV on vacation.
Oh, I'll watch a movie.
Really?
Yeah, I'll watch a movie.
Watch it on the plane, man. Not when you get there.
No, watch it.
Experience the nightlife.
Yeah, exactly.
He's in the middle of Colombia. How much nightlife you want him to experience?
Oh, trust me. There's a lot. No,
there's plenty. There's a lot going down.
There's a lot. No, but they don't even allow booze to be sold on election day. It's like no alcohol policy. And they're not the only country that does that. A lot of countries do.
Okay, I'm glad you told me that because I'm going to load up on booze beforehand because depending on the election results, you may need booze.
So we were running with this group of Spanish girls who were beautiful. And one actually I tried to die. That's where I fell and hit my head because I was trying to get around this girl. So all of us said, the election's tomorrow. And we went to the store and we bought so much booze because it had to last us for 3 days. But you know what that is?
Proper planning.
Yeah.
Right there.
Exactly.
All right. Coming up next, where you're going to spin the wheel of questions. And then, Steve Nash got fired or was asked to leave or left on his. Who knows what happened? And they've hired a new coach. We got that story coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about Jacob Imrani, who has been helping accident victims for 25 years. 25 years, long time. We're talking about texting, social media, cameras on phones. I mean, 25 years ago was the 90s, so we're talking about a different century. And what has Jacob done to last this long? It's really easy. He loves to help people. That's why he started as an attorney in the 90s, and to this day, he loves to help his clients get back on their feet. Jacob will work hard on your behalf so you can concentrate on getting healthy, handling all of the frustrating paperwork, and receiving the compensation that you deserve. And you don't pay Jacob a penny unless you win. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB, or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here goes my wheel today, and it lands on this. Ireland, if you were a superhero with no superpowers,
okay,
what would your name be?
Okay, so I'm like Batman. I don't have any.
Correct. You have no superpowers at all.
You're a hero, not a superhero.
What would be a good name for a superhero? For me, it would have to have something to do with Ireland. Like it would have to include something like Shamrocks or whiskey or I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Bergman?
Red beard. My beard is red.
There you go.
Since when?
Yeah, it's not really red.
No, it is.
No, it's not.
You just haven't paid attention because you don't actually look at me.
Like Canelo's.
Yeah, it's red.
It's not.
It
like Turner's.
Why? If your hair is dark, why would your beard be red?
Because it's weird. I don't know what you want me to tell you, but it's red.
Nonsensical. All right, Jorge.
It's 100% red.
I'll be hip hip Jorge.
Hip hip
Jorge.
Just yell that and you show up.
Hip hip Jorge.
And
here I show up.
It's kind of like you're the helpful Honda guy at some point, right?
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly. Yeah.
Especially
that's who you are.
No,
the helpful Honda guy.
I'll pay for school
if you have no superpowers.
Yeah. I'll help you find your car. I mean, I'm the helpful Honda guy. That's what I would go with. By the way, Dia de los Muertos is today, and we talked about it last week.
What was your name?
Helpful Honda guy.
Oh, you're helpful Honda. Did you figure one out, John?
No, I'd have to think about it. I don't know what it would be. It's a weird question. Because you don't have any
abilities.
Right. So why would you need
Captain Forehead?
I got an idea. John.
Yeah, I know. It's that's what I'm saying. It's like,
John.
So you're a superhero? I am. Yes. What do you do? I'm not sure.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Cannot help you in any way.
Question mark in your chest.
Yeah. So oh, that's good.
So, you know, I told you guys last week, I do this thing for Dia de los Muertos, which is today.
What is that
where
mean?
Where you honor your family and those that have gone before, the okay. generations that have gone before. Okay. Really, really cool. I think it's Mexican.
It is.
Mexican
yes.
holiday? Would you call it a holiday?
You could.
A
yeah.
day
yeah.
of remembrance.
Remembrance, yeah.
So I've got stuff, like all kinds of stuff. Like I've got my grandfather's nameplate from Beasley Ford in Altoona, Pennsylvania. I've got my dad's business card from when he worked with Eastman Kodak. I've got my grandmother's silver cup that she always drank wine. I got all this stuff on one sort of mantle.
Okay.
And I realized there's one thing that was missing, and I have it. I put a Vin Scully bobblehead in the same display with all of my other stuff.
But Vin Scully's not in your family.
No, but I'm honoring those that have gone before.
Oh, so it doesn't have to be a blood relative.
No, it doesn't have to be okay. a blood relative. You know, so honoring Vin Scully, which for Dia de los Muertos, I think is actually... pretty fun. All right. Okay. So Steve Nash, did he get fired? Did he agree to go? What was the story, John? You're in the league.
I think what happened is they figured out a way to free up M.A. Udoka. Stephen A. about a month ago reported that the reason the Celtics didn't fire M.A. Udoka outright is that if they did, the Nets would have hired him the next day. That's it. So they suspended him.
But they're not even asking for compensation. He's
correct.
Still under contract to the Celtics, so why were they holding on to him?
I think what they realized is, now that they're a month removed and this guy that they hired is doing a good job, that there is no path.
Yeah. I never thought he was going
to come
back.
For Udoka to come back.
Yeah.
And so they said, well, in that case, we don't care. Go ahead and take him.
Okay, so here's my question. Whatever Udoka did in Boston apparently is bad enough for him to be suspended, but not bad enough for him to be hired as a head coach with the Brooklyn Nets.
I heard it was political.
Political meaning?
He slept with someone's wife who is important in the Celtics organization.
Well, they're also apparently unwanted advances, too.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
I was
Googling
I've heard
today.
The word. I've heard the word consensual used a lot. And a couple of people have speculated that towards the end there were some comments that perhaps were not welcome. But what I heard was...
Yeah, made unwanted comments toward female employee.
Right. And my sense of that was, I'm speculating, but I talked to enough people where I think I've got it. It started as consensual,
mm-hmm.
and they were having an affair.
Right.
And then... she wanted to end it and go back to her family.
Yep.
And he wouldn't drop it.
Okay.
And that's part of the reason why he got in trouble. But I never thought that you should lose your career for being a cad, which is what he was.
A cad. I got to look that word up. I've not heard that word
in
a long time.
The last time I heard it used was described when Bill Clinton was impeached, which I was against. I thought, he's a cad, all right?
He's a cad.
What he did with Monica Lewinsky should not cost him the gig. But it was political. He got impeached.
Political.
And, you know, his opponents weaponized it and used it against him.
Okay.
I think what happened...
who behaves dishonorably, especially toward a woman.
Yeah. So he's a cad. You know,
But it's still unclear to me why Udoka is still okay to be the coach of the Brooklyn Nets.
I think it's a fair question.
Like 6 weeks removed from this stuff spilling out and him getting suspended.
I think the answer lies in that he didn't do anything illegal.
Uh-huh.
He did things that were immoral. And in this particular case, he involved himself with at least one, and I've heard potentially two women who were connected, who were married and connected to the Celtics ownership.
Yeah.
So he messed, in common slang, he messed with the wrong girls.
Right. Okay.
He also was suspended by the Celtics and not the league.
Not the league, right.
So because the league didn't suspend him, he can go wherever he wants.
Sure, sure. So here's what I'm struggling with. If I am, is it still Sean Marks or who's running?
Yes, he's a general manager.
Melt that sucker down.
Well,
melt it down.
Isn't it interesting?
Trade Kyrie, trade Kevin Durant, start over. It's a complete rebuild. They're going nowhere.
Isn't it interesting that what Kevin Durant said when he made his trade request was, I think you should fire the GM and the coach. They don't know what they're doing. And since you're not going to do that, just trade me. And now the coach is fired.
Right.
So maybe Durant was right all along.
Yeah. And why has the league not done anything? I don't want to get too dark. Why has the league not done anything about Kyrie? Why is the league not?
So the NBAPA did put out a statement.
Okay.
And it just came out about 45 minutes ago, and it says, anti-Semitism has no place in our society. The NBPA is focused on creating an environment where everyone is accepted. We are committed to helping players fully understand that certain words can lead to hateful ideologies being spread. We will continue to work on identifying and combating all hate speech wherever it arises. Does not mention him at all.
Yeah, he tweeted out to 4.6 million followers a movie that says the Jews lied about the Holocaust.
The movie says that, or Kyrie said that?
The movie says that.
Does the tweet that Kyrie sent out contain any commentary from him?
The link.
Just to the movie.
The link to Amazon and the movie.
Because what he tried to hide behind, and we played that clip yesterday with him and Nick Friedel going back and forth at a press conference. He did not. They won last night, by the way.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. They fired Nash after a win.
Right.
But Kyrie played well, scored 28 points. He's certainly somebody that the media would want to talk to after a win like that. And he made himself unavailable. So,
but do you think the league should do something? Do you think Joe Tsai came out and made a statement. Don't you think he should do something? Shouldn't there be a suspension involved? A fine involved?
It's a good question.
Something like that?
It's a good question. Where I think he's hiding behind, based on that Nick Friedel exchange, is he's saying he put something out into the marketplace without commentary. And he claims, now I would disagree with this, but he claims he wasn't promoting the movie.
The moment you send something out to 4.6 million people, and by the way, people who love you, admire you, follow
you. These are your followers, right?
Root for you. I mean, the moment you do that, you have elevated, he says, I didn't promote it. No, you did. You promoted it.
I agree with you.
You amplified it.
But that's why I think they're finding it difficult to issue a punishment, because he didn't say these are my beliefs. He just tweeted a link out about a movie.
Most people of note, if they tweeted something like this out, would be terminated.
You and me, for example.
Yeah, for us.
Yeah,
yeah,
we'd be fired for sure.
Of course.
But we don't have a unique set of skills like Kyrie Irving.
Correct. Correct.
You know, and this happens in sports all the time. If you're really, really good, they'll put up with more from you.
Yeah.
You know, if you know most players, if you get charged with a felony, the team will just cut you unless you're like an all-pro. Then they'll stand behind you.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just the way
sports. If you're Deshaun Watson, it doesn't matter how many massages you got.
Right. If you're, you know, if in that world, if you're a really, really great player that the team doesn't want to lose, they'll stand behind you.
All right. Coming up next for you, don't forget Lie of the Day. It's happening at some point today, from the start of the show till 3:30. Win a Terranea Resort prize package that includes lunch and dinner for two at Terranea, archery for two at the Beach Cove, and you qualify for the grand prize that we're going to give away on Friday. It's a luxury oceanfront getaway to Terranea Resort. So make sure you keep on listening for Lie of the Day. Also, we are streaming on YouTube today. Go to YouTube/ESPN LA to watch the show. Do I have that right, Bergman?
Redbeard? Yeah, close
Do
enough.
Do I have that right, Redbeard?
Did.
All right.
Redbeard is true.
Coming up next for you, John, I want to get to, we haven't talked about this, but Miles Turner came out. Did you see this? Turner came out and talked about the potential.
Yeah,
all
right. I put some of that in there. Did you cut it, the Miles Turner stuff?
Yeah. Also, I made a critical social media error.
You did?
I did.
Okay.
I will explain it.
That's interesting.
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy.